Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Maldon. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugo Klayerner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hugo Klayerner. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Galatzer moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon juggles the ball. That's an error on Maldon. Kaum moves to second. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. One out. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Conlon. Galatzer reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Averill moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Phil Galavan now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galavan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Vosmak moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenzel hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan is 0-for-1 in the game. Galavan strikes out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Maldon moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maldon scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Merv Shea. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Charlie Uhler pinch runs for Mulehaus. Evar Swanson pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Uhler moves to third. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 3 in the game. Conlon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maldon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Maldon reaches second base with a double. Uller scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons is walked intentionally. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Maldon moves to third. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maldon scores. Simmons scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. George Earnshaw now pitching. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 3 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Galatzer moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky is walked intentionally. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kom reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 9-7, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 4 in the game. Brenzel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 4 in the game. Conlon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maldon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins pinch runs for Zeke Bonura. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.